T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Hello out there, we're on the air, it's hockey night tonight.
We need a power play tonight. A couple of them would be a great way to end the 0-for-21.
Let's not be pigs. We need to take one at this point.
Well, we get set, man, for another fun one for a second time. Eating the Celtics and the Panthers and the Lightning. And, of course, I mean, we have this happen for the first time in the history of South Florida. So we just decided it's so good, we're going to do it the same night. Going to do it the same night at home. Why not? Two best records in the Eastern Conference. Let's just do
Bettman
it the same
is an
time.
Absolute idiot.
Yeah,
what an idiot. I mean, it really is amazing. Like, I don't know if it's arrogance, if it's just stupidity. I don't know, but to put the games on the same night. Yeah. Especially the home game. I mean, it's just so stupid.
So you know what is crazy about it? And you guys are right. I know you guys have been hitting on this. You are exactly right about this. There are no other teams in professional sports right now that have a basketball.
Correct.
And a hockey team still in the playoffs except us, which, by the way, that kind of sounds nice
to
say.
Which is awesome, right.
But you got to put them. I mean, the only ones happy about this are sports bars. Right?
Yeah, of course.
Sports bars are going, hey.
Are they, though? Wouldn't they want a game every night?
Yeah, but the difference also is with the sport. Yeah, they would. Yeah, you're right. I think sports bars are going
to
be happy
I
regardless.
I like you trying to make this, you know, paint a good picture here, but this is stupid.
It's
this
stupid.
Just,
why
no
I
other,
said sports
no
bars?
Other
come on, like,
it's
I don't
stupid.
Own the sports bars. I mean, I just bringing it up. But
the
you're
sports
right,
bars
it's not
also
good.
On a night like tonight, you're going to get there around 6:45, and if you stay to the for a majority of the Heat game, you're going to be there 5 hours.
Well. It's getting towards the end of the week, so you stay a little bit. You know,
yeah.
On Thursday night, I'm willing
different.
To stay out
right.
A little late going, I only got to suck it up one day, and then right. I can crash.
Yep.
So you do that. But, hey, listen, these are big games. No matter, we can sit and bitch about same night, but Panthers can't be worrying about that right now, and the Heat want to make sure they go back to Boston up 2-0 with Smart coming back, and then the Panthers got to figure out this Lightning thing.
Get the split.
You know, you have great success in the regular season, and then all of a sudden you realize this playoffs thing is a different end. You know, it's one of the craziest stats that I never thought when you're looking at this team, the way they scored all season, that we'd be talking about now in the second round. They haven't scored a power play goal. They're 0-for-21. You just look at crazy stats, and you're like, I can sit and tell you they played against two best goalies, but I just never thought this was going to happen where they can't get a power play goal.
We'd be bitching if they were 2-for-21 at this point, saying, God, they just don't have enough power play goals. Now they're 0.
Well,
can't get off the schneid.
And so I'm curious to see what that thing looks like tonight as they have whether there's too many extra passes being made or, you know, guys just not putting it where they want to, not getting front off rebounds, getting in position enough, not enough interference in front of the goal. I you know, all those things that we've been hearing about. So we'll see if they can break that, boy, because it just feels like if they could just, you know, break through. But I know one thing, and Goldie and I were talking about this. You can't go down 2-0 at home against the Stanley Cup champs. I mean.
Oh, you're going to say it? It's a must win.
Oh, no, it is a must win.
Right.
Of course it is, right. Yeah. You want to take care of home ice and home court, and this is a big one for this big game for the Heat, although the Heat can win on the road. But this is a big game for them tonight, too. They want to make sure that sucker is 2-0, pressure off going back up there. You know, and again, you work your ass off to be a number one seed. You do, no matter what anybody tells you. To be a number one seed through 82 games, you want to be in this position so the road pressure is off. And you just take care of in front of your own fans, your own bed, your own food, your own routine that you feel comfortable with, having your same parking spot with the same guys. You want to make sure you take advantage of that. And that's why, you know, being that number one seed. I know. Now don't tell Phoenix that.
No, right, right. There's,
they not only lost.
Some examples don't
work
perfectly.
They're still getting ripped. But I'm looking forward to again tonight, man. It just, again, these games, it just hasn't happened much. So you just kind of make them both work. And by the way, the Marlins are off before they open a three-game series against Atlanta. And they had a chance. I forgot they had beaten the Nationals, swept them earlier. They had a chance to sweep them again last night. Couldn't finish it out. End up losing 5-4 in the 10th inning on their game. But they have today off.
At least I don't get sandwiched in with two other home games for the Heat and the Panthers tonight.
Well, yeah, listen, this isn't good for their business right now with both these teams playing.
Right.
And they're lucky that they're not playing every other day. That wouldn't be.
That wouldn't
although,
be good
either, you
right?
know, you feel like the 9 or 10 or 11 or 12,000 that go to those games, they're pretty – aren't they pretty hardcore?
Yeah.
The ones that are
so.
Going to those Marlins games,
right.
They got baseball in their blood. You know, the diehards when the numbers are down and you're going, wow, we're only getting 9,000. They're the ones living that sport.
Right. Love baseball.
Played it as kids, grew up around it. It's been in their family and their blood, wherever they're from. Whether from the Northeast for hockey or to
West Coast,
one of the islands right. for, you know, Dominican, Puerto Rican, Venezuelan for baseball, that's something special. And I hate the stereotype like that's all they like, but
that's it, right?
Those are great baseball areas of a lot of players playing in.
But they got put in
the
real
bigs.
Real terrible situation on Tuesday night.
Well, they got to just keep winning, and yeah. they can't worry about this. They desperately need to win games right now. Just keep winning and try to do it. But listen, it's hard to beat the Heat and the Panthers story right now. What they're doing, it's been great for the Panthers. I do agree. They'd love to have their own night where they could be Panthers, where you get more casual fans to go, well, we got one team. I hear everybody talking about them. I don't really know that much, but let me just take a look. And
that's
you
what
watch.
You get somebody hooked, right?
Instead of you got two going on and out of habit, you flip it to the Heat, which, listen, the Heat's much more popular team in overall in South Florida. It just is. It's numbers-wise, attendance, you name it. It's just a lot more popular.
That's true.
I don't know what the numbers are right. exactly, but they know, and that's why they'd like to have their nights by themselves. But I'll tell you one thing that makes a lot more people fans, and that's winning.
Oh, of course.
And not only winning, but the way the Panthers won in the regular season, that was fun to watch. They scored so many goals and just made so many just things you see offensively that their guys could do. Was just great for business. Great for business. The amount of, I mean, it was one of the greatest scoring seasons in the history of the NHL. You know, quietly, we're going, wow, I never seen anything like this. And they're going, yeah, it's not normal. It's really good stuff.
No, it wasn't normal.
So you got all that stuff going on, and we've got a lot more stuff to get to. And old Nick tried to just take the story. Nick Saban last night decided, with cameras watching him, went to a convention or something for businessmen, and he comes out and goes about 6.5 minutes on the NIL. 6.5 minutes on the NIL. We can't play it all for you. But decided to throw out stuff like Texas A&M bought every player, every recruit, to have the number one class. We had the number two class, and we were clean as can be. We didn't have to pay one guy. We promised them the NFL. We promised them a chance to get it. They got to stop with the education thing. Alabama education, let's
yeah.
slow down on the Alabama right. education.
I appreciate it.
I mean, you get
it.
That everywhere. It's not a shot
no.
for anybody who graduated from Alabama. But it's like, come on, man. And then you played, everybody else is cheating in NIL, and you're following the rules. And somebody's going to call you out on that. And you went hard after Jimbo Fisher. And I'm like everybody else, there's no way Jimbo Fisher is going to stay quiet.
No way.
When Look, at Miami lost a key player to Texas A&M at the last second, right, too. And he told everybody close to him down here who told me it was money. UM, I liked you, but it was money.
18-year-old getting that kind of cash.
But guess what? Run. I haven't heard our coach down here, Mauro Cristobal, say anything.
No.
Like, he gets it.
Right. He understands what the situation is. He understands where the landscape of college football is. How about John Ruiz last night at midnight on Twitter? Saban stated in his speech that Miami paid a player $400,000 a year, but not for a true NIL. Saban's statements contained admissions that he and the school involved themselves in their players' NIL deals. Wow, clear NCAA violations.
Well, listen, he did go after John Ruiz and Life Wallet and the two-year $800,000 deal. He didn't know it was Nigel Pack or anything, but he talked about that, and he talked about Texas A&M. But you're right. Nick Saban is a complete phony and a complete fraud besides being a great coach, great college coach. Never take that away from him. If anybody ever tells me he's not that good a coach, I said he's a great college coach. Terrible professionally. Quit, matter of fact. He quit. So you can't get on your players for quitting and the amount of money you make.
Right.
So it's somewhere between 9.5, 10.5, plus.
Right.
Annuities,
all the bonuses,
bonuses, all the stuff you get every year, a bump and stuff. The last guy I want to hear talking about players and how they get their money is Nick Saban, who leverages other schools to get another big bump on top of the bumps that he's getting. They're redoing his contract. He's got to have a record for the amount of times they've had to redo his contract because he's threatened with Texas. He was never going to Texas. That was a bunch of crap. He was never going there. But I listened to this guy and going, we have 25 players, and I told him, you got to be here, and you guys get a good marketing person or a good agent that within the rules, and you go out and find people. Have them go out and find people, and I wish all the best to make as much as you can. And, oh, by the way, I have some numbers. So I had 25 players last year get paid for about $3 million. Okay, so he threw his numbers out. But he just made it sound so clean and right by the rule. Well, there's not that many rules, but he made it sound.
None.
But he had to take shots at everybody else. And it was just like, you can't be the highest paid guy with no, you got unlimited budget for everything. Recruiting, which is big. The amount of money you pay your coaches is second to none. And what you make, and you want to bitch about, well, we might have. Hey, listen, he talked about the girls' volleyball team and swimming team and stuff. I was like, hey, Nick, if we run out of scholarship stuff, why don't you give up a couple of million friggin' dollars?
Right.
Why don't you give it to the program and the girls can have plenty of scholarship money from your ass? Why don't you cut back on the helicopter budget, jerky?
It's ridiculous.
I'm like, come on, Nick.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
You know, I always say, I don't want to hear from the top guys about this money thing. I don't. And he's still talking about the Alabama education.
Come on. And
our guy's been graduating earlier than others. And I'm like, okay, Nick, that would have been great years ago. But it's a different time. You're really good. You continue to win. You continue to be the greatest college coach we have. You are. If I was to ask you right now who's the best college football coach, it's Nick Saban every day. But when I hear him up there whining and bitching about everything else and taking shots, and Nick, I don't think you're clean. I don't think you're clean. I don't think you recruit South Florida in a clean way. I don't. I think Earl Little you did because Earl and his wife are stand-up people.
But percentage-wise, come on.
But I think you prey on certain folks. But he doesn't know anything about him.
What do you mean? Wasn't him.
So today will be interesting fallout of Nick Saban's 6.5 minutes of stuff. And if you haven't heard it, we'll play it for you when we come back. But first, what do you have for me this morning?
I want to tell you about something great and something that I found a couple years back that I was blown away by. And it's Zaffa Rum. First time I had it was great. It was just the taste was amazing to me. And if you're a rum person out there and you haven't tried Zaffa Rum yet, shame on you. And if you don't know much about rum, go get some Zaffa Rum. Get to your local retailer. Go to your local bar. Go somewhere. And if you're going to a party, whether you're watching games, whether you're just hanging out, whatever the case may be, You want to be the hero? Bring a bottle of Zaffarum. Also, like I told you, it's unlike any other rum I've ever had before. It was aged in bourbon oak casks. So if you're looking for an upscale and luxurious spirit, you found it. There's two different bottles also, the 21-year-aged bottle and the limited edition 30-year-aged bottles of Zaffarum. Perfectly balanced with the taste of fruit and spice. That elegant aroma because of those bourbon oak casks. Great for top-shelf cocktails, sipping it straight up, or on the rocks, and great with your favorite cigar. Even Cigar Aficionado magazine recommends Zaffarum by saying with its spice and oak barrel flavors, it's a spirit that seems purpose-built for a cigar. They've also received an exceptional 95-point rating from the Beverage Tasting Institute. It's really just another one of their prestigious awards there. So now it's your turn to try it, have another glass, or share the wealth and have someone else try it. A bottle of Zaffarum or a glass of Zaffarum, whatever it takes. Social media friendly, by the way. They're on Instagram and Facebook, at Zaffarum, that's Z-A-F-R-A. Zaffarum reminds you to always drink responsibly. And remember, there is no rum without Zaffra.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Game one, you can't stroke them that much on how good the defense was after you go 6-for-18 and turn it over 7 times last night. As
they did a great job, Joe. That's it.
Warriors end up getting a nice little 25-point win last night. For those of us that weren't able to stay awake, I said us. Dallas shot 36%. Golden State shot 56% and didn't shoot well from three-point land, just to give you an idea how good they were closer in that paint last night. So anyway, we've got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning as we continue on this show, and been sitting here talking about Saban's money. And
that's just ridiculous.
The whining and the complaining about everything's going on. And you're like, you're probably the wrong guy. Nick, there are so many gray areas, and you work in them too. College football it's professional football. It's big business, and it's really hard with this thing with education and having these dominant football teams. Where you and people, what do you mean? College coordinators and college head coaches are getting paid, and the recruiting budgets are almost what the draft budget is for an NFL football team. I can tell you one thing: our guys aren't going in helicopters; they're flying privately. And then they're getting in rental cars. They don't have a budget for an Alabama helicopter. And so you're doing all this plus all the money you make, which on a good year it could be $11, $12 million with everything, including winning the national championship and all the extra money. You redo your contract like every 2 years.
Well, as long as another coach is going to redo his contract, Nick does too.
So I just and just to hear him complain, look, it's not a perfect system. I would agree. I don't know how we're going to clean it up, though. I don't know. He says you shouldn't have anything to do with recruiting. And if Nick Saban is going to try to tell us that some of the guys he gets has nothing to do with money when they get there for the really top five-star guys, I had trouble believing
that.
Yeah, I call
it baloney.
Now, I do believe guys still go to play for Nick Saban, because they're all think they're going to be on the three and out Patrick Surtain Jr. program.
Okay.
And by the way, about 2 or 3 wide receivers from here too.
Right, it's worked.
So they get it. Whatever he's had great success down here with defensive backs and wide receivers especially, but I get it. But you got to be careful, cuz there's no way that anybody out there in college sports, and the guy that would know as much as anybody is Mario Cristobal. He worked for him.
Right.
There is no way that everybody's completely clean in college football. I'm not saying that you just blatantly break rules and, you know, but there's some gray areas, man. And your job's on, you're recruiting a certain area.
Right.
You're going to do some things besides go, you can play next year, the year after, and maybe in 3 years you can be a first round pick.
You can't lose the recruiting wars.
And the other thing is green. I always say this about politics. There's left, there's right, and there's green. And green always wins.
Right.
And it's the same in this.
It's happening.
Everything. Big business, college football. It's popular. It's big money. College football has exploded. Exploded. And I'm glad to see UM jumped in the ball game this year.
And people are jealous that they did.
All those guys. I'm glad, like, if we're going to get back to having any chance of being close to what you were before, you had to open up the pocketbook and play the same game everybody else is playing. And Mario saw how it's played out in Oregon, and he knows back here. He's worked in all the programs. He worked that Alabama program. He got to see firsthand and now knows what he's added on with right. to his experience of what it takes. I ain't taking anything away from Saban, the coach, the recruiter. I think he's the best combination in the business of coaching guys up and recruiting guys. He has been number one overall. I know he didn't win a championship last year, but still came
the best
close
guy for a decade now, you know.
And so I don't take that away from him, but he's the last guy I want to hear getting up in front of a bunch of businessmen and bitching about Texas A&M, UM, and anybody else about this model is not sustainable. Buying recruits is not right. And I'm like, so you're saying you haven't done any of that kind of stuff
right.
when it's close and it's down to you and Georgia? You haven't played that game? You telling me you haven't played that game? Because there's people, American Heritage Plantation, tell me differently. Bryce Young, that's the other thing. He comes out and says, oh, everybody's talking about the NIL. Maybe, like, take that back. He apparently forgot. He said Bryce Young.
He's the one who came out and said that, right.
Going to make $1 million.
This wasn't reported.
And we were like, whoa. Right. We thought – getting 50,000 down at UM, he goes 50. Bryce Young, which Bryce Young can make a lot more than a million here pretty soon.
But the whole point is he signed an $800,000 plus deal. And you don't want to talk about that, huh? You just want to talk about everybody else doing it. And you want to talk about the fact that he just keeps bringing up Jimbo. I'm just waiting for it to boil over.
I have trouble.
Jimbo's not going to stay signed.
I have trouble believing. Because you have recruits and parents of recruits and friends, and everybody's watching to see how this thing's going to roll. But it's obvious Nick's frustrated that some of these top players are going to their assistant coach and guys recruiting them. It's great, you know, you want me and stuff, but mom and dad, and I'd like to know too. Am I looking a little spending money here? A little money I can send home? Oh, well, so what's Nick telling them? No.
Right, give me a break.
Nick's telling them no.
Nick just mad
knowing
that everyone else has got a guy now. Is that what it is?
Well, he got it. He obviously, and you got second best recruiting class. My God, you know how many people would die to have the second best recruiting class in the country? Because I think they're pretty accurate. I think these teams now and these recruiting things we used to rip for years, I think they're pretty good. I think their sources are really good. It's like the draft. These guys that did the draft were pretty accurate. Not necessarily where everybody went, but they knew who all the best players were, and all the top of their boards ended up being a lot of the top picks. I think the recruiting folks do the same thing. They got a pretty good idea. It's not perfect because there's so many players, and a two-star can be a first-round pick down the road as he develops, but they got a pretty good feel. Like Bryce Young was a top recruit.
Of course.
And he's a top player. So
you'd be a little pissed off too if you've been the top guy or the number two guy for a while, and all of a sudden someone came out of nowhere in your conference and was number one. It's always Georgia or Alabama, Ohio State's, you know, thrown in there, Clemson a couple years back. But Texas A&M was always maybe there, but not there.
So the other part of this is, look, he didn't accuse Texas A&M of buying some of their players. He said the whole recruiting class.
Right.
Just saying, you just came out and threw money. And listen, Miami lost a guy. We lost a defensive lineman from Pace High School without saying his name. We lost a guy. He was coming to Miami. Everybody around him said he may be coming back too. That old agriculture school might not be his thing.
That's why
out in the middle of nowhere.
Keep checking up on him.
He may like and miss Miami a lot and that home cooking. He may miss that.
If you want to come back, we got a scholarship.
Well, that's the other thing that Mario was said. You know, finishing number two right now to set yourself up through that transfer portal is not all bad at all. We got a lot of other stuff to get to here this morning. If you haven't heard what Nick Saban had to say, we'll have that for you. Plus, the latest on Jimmy Butler. And apparently Jimmy Butler has been watching all these ESPN NBA shows. We're going to tell you all about that coming up in just a moment. But first, I want to talk to you about Michael Kotze. No, he's not a point guard. No, he doesn't average 30 a game. No, he didn't run for 1,000 yards. But I'll tell you what, when you talk about mortgages, I love talking about Michael Kotze and his 25, 26 years now of experience here in South Florida of getting you approved and helping you with refinancing and helping you get the best rate and get ready to rock and roll. That's what Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage does with unbelievable service. He says, Joe, please don't mention banker's hours because I don't work them. I do the exact opposite. My phone is always there for anybody that needs to reach out, has something they need to have answered. And by the way, right now, we're getting a lot of people want to refinance, take some equity out of their home for a lot of different reasons. Pay off debt, credit card debt, student loans, whatever it is that's bothering you. Want to get rid of mortgage insurance known as PMI. There's a lot of different things. People are pulling out money with all the equity they have now for investment properties to buy more properties out there with the way real estate's going. Whether you want to refinance and you have questions you want to get answered and you just can't get into the bankers, or you want to get approved and the banks are taking a long time, Michael Kotze can do it in half the time. When the banks say no, he says, let's get creative. Let me get it done for you. The guy's really, really good at what he does. And he wants to help you. No prepayment penalty. His name is Michael Kotze. He really is Choice Mortgage, and he wants to help you. Here's his cell phone number, 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. You didn't write that number down. Don't worry. Visit choicemortgage.com. You'll see the same number, NMLS 166254. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender.
It's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you have for us today?
All right, Joe, you teased us with this earlier here. The PGA Championship does begin this morning.
Don't tease me, bro.
A little after 9 o'clock, Tiger Woods and whoever else is playing in this thing will...
Rory, Jordan Spieth, come on, man.
Who cares? Tiger. Anyway,
big golf fan, huh?
As you did mention, Joe, Tiger is basically the biggest golf liability that the sports books have ever had. Now, this is kind of carryover from the Masters. Remember, Tiger was the most bet golfer at the Masters. He had ridiculous odds. He has very ridiculous odds in this one. He was going off at Caesars at 60-1.
Wow.
Some guy on Tuesday walked in with 20 grand in cash and threw it down on Tiger Woods to win this thing. Now, if you do the math there, that would pay a little over $1 million, 1.2. Wow. That is one of the largest payouts on a golf wager ever if this thing were to hit. Now, yeah, they've taken a lot of bets on this thing. BetMGM says they're in a similar position, says it's the sportsbook's largest liability to win the tournament. If Tiger were to win it, they said, it would be the biggest losing result in BetMGM history.
Wow.
Start thinking about all the football games and stuff.
Right.
Wow, that's crazy.
Right.
It's a crazy number.
60-1 is like.
By the way,
insane.
It'll be one of the biggest stories in the history of professional sports if he wins this tournament. And I said it about the Masters. He hasn't played in 5 weeks. He's just been hitting golf balls and building up that leg. Be a shocker if he wins this thing.
Doesn't it seem strange, though, that these sports books are doing this, putting him on there at 60-1?
Yeah,
like, I get what they're thinking is that you're burning your money. That, you know, just give it to us. We'll take better care of it than you will.
Right.
But
it's Tiger.
Isn't Tiger one of these times going to just like put it together and just because he's better? Like he's just that great.
They're counting on walking all over those golf courses. Is may not get him the first round.
No, they're telling you it's 60-1.
May not get him a second round.
Right.
Hey, they got a lot of bets on him making the cut again and not making the cut. And
those odds were not nearly as
no,
as
no,
long,
not like though, winning
no,
the tournament. No. But this would make what Phil Mickelson did at age 50 small fries if Tiger wins this tournament? Coming back and only his second tournament?
Come on.
Everything Phil has done is small fries. Bad guy. That's why he's not welcome at the tournament this weekend. Yeah.
Apparently he didn't want to face everybody in the old clubhouse.
Isn't he playing in like the Saudi Arabian tournament or something?
They don't know what he's doing.
They want him still.
Right now he's ghosting everybody.
He seems torn between, but if he took $30 million from the Saudis, then his ass can be showing up at some of those tournaments and going to be giving that money back. And if he doesn't, you're on your own, Phil.
No one's going to be watching this thing this weekend and be like, oh, man, if we only had dopey Phil Mickelson, like this thing would be really entertaining.
Defending champ.
He's defending champ. Yeah. There is some meaning. Yeah, it would make a difference if he was here.
Even Tiger said
that. Why do you say that? Why do you go so far?
Because it's like Tiger is one, and then everyone else is just whatever.
Okay.
All right. We go to the auction block next year, guys. We actually have a really cool item that is hitting the auction blocks. A Wayne Gretzky game-worn jersey from the 1988 Stanley Cup. This is interesting here. I don't know, Joe, you probably remember this because you were an old man in 88. But I was only three then. They had an interesting series here. It was the Edmonton Oilers. This was an Oilers jersey here for Wayne Gretzky. And it said that they swept them in five games. It was a best-of-seven series. It says that Gretzky and the Oilers had a chance to close out the Bruins in Game 4 until the power went out with about 3 minutes remaining in the second period of the potential series-clinching game. The NHL and team officials conferred and ultimately decided to essentially throw out Game 4 and just play Game 5 2 days later.
Wow. That's weird.
I remember that. No, I really don't remember that.
Wow.
Any idea what this jersey? By the way, this is the last jersey that he wore with the Oilers. He was traded to the Kings.
Yeah. Well, you're talking about the great one, so we're going to say $2
million. I'm going to say
$800,000. There's bids over $400,000. It's over $400,000 at the moment. So
that's
I don't
not
know
over
if it's going to go up to $2 million, but we are still getting bids at $400,000.
All right, took a shot.
$400,000 for a jersey, right?
A huge number, man, isn't it? And by the way, I've been watching a lot of these like sports card investor videos
since you've told everybody.
A lot of people think the card market and everything's going to kind of fall off a cliff here. I don't know. There's a lot of modern cards out there, and a lot of people sent them all at once to be graded. That's why there's still like a backlog at, you know, PSA and all these grading places. They're having trouble getting cards out. So we'll see if supply can.
Woody, I mean this in a very professional way.
This is going to be bad. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to be good.
No.
Is this like you're saying with all due respect?
No, like that, yeah. Yeah,
okay. You stink. Right.
You know, and you go to all the card stores, and you have your favorites and stuff.
Awesome one to win, but very
call,
cool win.
Why don't you call those guys and go, I know you got two kids, but like, hey, you think there's any way I can work with you, get a piece of the action here? Because you love that stuff, man. That's your thing.
Come on down to Cooper City.
Or we could find a way to make it work here.
That stays, we went in all met, and then I called him later in the day, and he goes, oh, I'm still here.
It wasn't that much later.
Yeah, it was. It was like 3 hours. Even the guy called me, goes, can you get him out of here?
Right. Was that on Friday? Were you stuck there all day?
He goes, he and his son go, hey, Joe, listen, man, I don't know how to say this to him. We want to go grab a bite to eat. Right. Can you get him out of here for a minute?
We got to close for the day.
To be honest, the only reason I left was because I had to pick up my son from school.
Right. If someone was picking him up, you would have been there an hour later.
I bought that really cool that card. Remember when you were going to get signed? Never happened.
You keep bringing it up.
I feel like you took the card at this point.
You don't have to worry. I don't care about the cards.
You don't care about keeping it or what?
I don't know.
I will get it signed.
That's why I knew
better
than to promise him I'd do
you
that.
You shouldn't have said it.
I know.
You're
right.
I wouldn't have bought it.
Can't make promises to kids. You know that. You got to keep it. Like the wife always said, don't say it unless you're going to do it.
Let's keep moving here. Out of sports for a second here, guys. Billy McFarland. Do you guys remember that name?
No.
Come on, Zach.
Billy
McFarland is the Fire Festival
architect. Oh! Wasn't he in jail?
He was in jail, but he has been released.
Oh, okay. Ooh. That's why it's a story. Oh,
he got a six-year sentence back in 2018, basically ripping a bunch of people off he is out. They asked him to be released and ask and you shall receive if you have money.
Really?
And he's out. They said he might be in some kind of like
halfway.
Something like that, yeah. But
a little house arrest for a little
while.
Yeah,
keep an eye on him, a little probation officer. Right. Maybe put something around the ankle
That's it.
A little friend around
just
your ankle.
Don't leave your home.
I don't know if he has any money left. I know he was trying to work on some stuff while he was in jail.
Like what? Another festival?
I think he's
Woody, you always hide a little
bit.
Right,
he's going to go back to that island. It's going to be buried somewhere.
What is it called when you know De Niro puts the money aside when he's in the movie Casino? Where he puts the, what do they call it, shakedown money?
Right. He's got a bag somewhere. Right. It's a bag under
a bag.
He
gives his wife the key.
Yeah.
Mm. By the way, not the only person to get out. The pharma bro, Martin Shkreli, or whatever his name is, got out as well.
When it jacked up the pharmaceutical prices by about 10,000%.
Right.
Yeah, he got out. Wow. Didn't serve most of his sentence either. It's good to be rich, right?
I guess so.
All right.
I guess so. Woody,
bastards.
Right. I just don't understand. I mean, that should be just
life.
Automatic life.
I knew it. I just said it for you. At least you didn't do death penalty on them.
Right. Better off.
But it would be nice
to say life.
Just cheaper, isn't it?
They had to do a little hard time, though, with a couple of guys there that keep them on their toes. Cover up the backside a little bit.
That fire.
Hey, anyway, what else you got there, Woody? You got anything else?
This is the guy that went to jail. What was it, Koch? Remember?
I'm not touching that, bro.
All right.
It's Cook.
It's not.
It is not Cook. All right, Carmen Electra.
What else is it?
Remember, speaking speaking of Koch, Carmen Electra at age 50.
Ooh, yeah.
Looks great, by the way. Mm-hmm. Joining OnlyFans.
Really?
You could only see the smile on Joe's face
right now. We know the price on that.
She looks. Have you seen how she looks recently, by the way?
Oh, she does look good?
I haven't seen her lately.
Yes. Taking care of herself.
Yeah, actually really good. I don't know if there's been some.
Some people get the great gene pool.
And a Carmen Electra and Jenny McCarthy poster in my college apartment. How about that? Back in the day, that's how far back Carmen Electra goes.
That's so gross. I'm picturing his college
apartment. I did too. I just started thinking about what you did.
Oh, right next to a weed poster, I'm sure, also. So there you go.
Do you have in your bedroom?
Yeah, all in the bedroom. Oh, that's lined up on the walls.
I'm like, that's
a lot of sweat and shame in that college dorm room. <Right. man. laughs>
There's something else going on. Yeah, a little.
No, I didn't need that for that.
Back to the lotion
and
all. All right. Okay.
What was the guy's name? We got arrested again.
That was
Koch.
Yeah, there's a lot of Koch in that.
There was a lot of Koch moving going on there.
Okay, let me get through this. So Carmen Electra was after the Last Dance, where she talked about running around with Dennis Rodman all over the Bulls facility.
Right.
Searches for her on Pornhub skyrocketed. So they said that could have been one of the reasons that inspired her to join the site here. Go for it if you're interested. She said playful content. Edgy and playful content.
Do we know what the monthly or weekly price? Do they go week or by month?
I don't know. You'd have to go
look into
that.
I thought they shut that thing down for a while.
No, they didn't shut it down.
No.
This is, speaking of shutting it down, you know, this is great because you don't have the stories, and you've segued beautifully into this one. Family Dollar had to close an Arkansas facility because they found over 1,000 rodents in the facility here. The products included human foods, animal foods, cosmetics, medical devices, and over-the-counter medications.
Could you buy the rodents for a dollar?
After fumigating the facility, more than 1,100 dead rodents were recovered. And found a lot of the stuff that they leave behind as well.
I guess the better part of the story is not a restaurant, right?
The only thing is I know those stories.
If there's a restaurant down here, we'll put Channel 10 on that thing.
Right, that dude with
over.
The glasses come and get you, you're done.
Well, here's what I was going to say. The most important thing is those stores do sell cards. So I just want to make sure that the rats didn't chew through the cards.
Do they really? Dollar stores sell cards?
Absolutely.
Wow. We gotta
It's rare. But they do.
How about your friend, speaking of cards? How about Lynn, our boss?
He
got
collection.
All those great cards.
Lynn's got a
he's got a
collection, man.
Get those cards.
Right.
You guys bonded over that, all your old man baseball cards. Damn. And finally here, guys, this is a cool story. We had a Davy man who won the lottery. And it was not either of you two losers.
Oh, God.
A guy named David. He's 39. He won big money from the 500X the cash scratch-off game. Now, this is a gutsy ticket here. This is a $50 ticket.
Oh, yeah.
Scratch-off ticket.
Right.
I don't know who does this.
Crowder.
He buys $50 tickets?
Crowder's the only person I've ever seen. He used to walk into the afternoons
with
a stack of scratch-offs. And I was like, what are those, like dollars? He goes, this one's 10, this one's 20, this one's 25, this is a big one, this is the 50. And I'm like, hey, you spent a couple hundred bucks. On scratch offs?
Channing's making too much money.
Right.
It's like Barkley or something.
$500 or $600 in scratch.
So the guy took a lump sum of $820,000. Do you guys know this store? Speedway, 2860 Davie Road.
Yeah.
That's over by Zach. No, right. I mean, Davie Road's over there.
That's where it was sold, Zach.
Wow, that
the guy
is
who
right
sold
the
it, by the way, this is nice. The guy who sold it gets a $2,000 bonus.
Oh, that's nice. That's cool. I didn't know that. They do that every time?
By the way, this guy that won the 820, you have to go back there and find that same guy and tip him out a little, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like you tip out a car dealer or something. Yeah, you got to. Right?
What do you do there for an eight? What's the?
10.
10 grand?
Yeah.
Two's fine.
Two's great, right?
Two's no, more that than wasn't, you're
that,
get.
That's from the lottery. That's
well,
not
two
from
he
the
gets
guy.
From the lot. I'm saying just from you.
No,
yourself.
The guy should tip him out 10 grand.
Are you giving him a tip? You going back there?
Yeah. Probably not. No.
Yeah.
You cheap bastard. Really? You wouldn't give the guy 10?
Well, no, now you told me he got two from somebody else.
You
got
to break
two
him from off
the state. What do you do? Give me great service? What the hell am I going to give him? 20%?
Were you Scottie Pippen?
Joe, he ripped the ticket for you. Here you go.
Yeah, he's giving me a bunch of other losers, so I finally get a winner.
That's a Scottie Pippen move, bro.
Well, what are you going to do? You're going to go back and give him 10 grand,
I'd
really?
I'd give the guy 10 grand, yes.
I call baloney on Hollywood.
It's $820,000.
I call baloney on Hollywood. Goes back with 10,000 in cash. No way.
You have to spend it quick. I'd probably invest it in the stock market and lose it all.
Right.
So let me ask you, when you go pick up your food, do you tip?
I got to tell you, there was a takeout place we ate at the other night, added 18% on takeout. And it was one of the more appalling things I've ever seen.
If someone does that, there's no tip.
I may never go back.
Well, you don't.
I've
you
seen
see
it.
That if
no,
it's
but
built
I've seen,
in.
I've seen it
no,
also now.
You can't do that on
service
takeout.
Charge
no way,
or
man.
Pickup charge. I've seen that lately now.
Can't do it.
Right.
I may never go back.
Just for all
restaurants
out there.
One of the most offensive things I've ever seen.
I agree. I'm with Hollywood here. Don't charge me 18% and then leave the tip thing open.
Don't call us cheap because you won't tip out the guy at the Speedway store.
I'm not giving him a dime. We got 8 o'clock hour coming up here. You let
you
them. His 2,000 is great. It's 2,000 more
two
than
grand
from,
I didn't know that.
He's saving
bonus?
His money so he can buy Carmen Electra pictures online.
Wouldn't be Zach here and put a couple
poster.
Pictures over my bed.
I got an
yeah.
old poster.
Hey, right now I want to talk to you about something really good, man. I want to tell everybody out there, one scoop of AG1 green powder, first thing in the morning, 8-10 ounces of water, maybe a little bit more. 75 high-quality vitamins and minerals for you. Let it, don't take anything else for 30 minutes. Easy to take. Doesn't taste bad at all. And all of a sudden, for the first time in my life or the last couple weeks, I've had more vitamins and minerals than I've had in years, man. It really does. And if you're looking to stay healthy and you find yourself dragging a little bit, I'm open for anything at this point to trying to get it going again. And I got to tell you, man, then I find out my whole family's been taken. And nobody – talk about being
– last one to the party?
Had no idea that my daughter's been – we all take it at work. Everybody's taking AG1. And I went, okay. So I'm the last to find out about AG1. But I'll tell you what, first thing in the morning, I get up early anyway. It's fantastic and doesn't affect all the coffee and all the other things I've been doing to myself.
8 to 12 ounces of water, like Joe said, one scoop. Your first thing you have in the morning on an empty stomach, you're good to go. And I started taking AG1 because of what Joe was just talking about, those 75 high-quality vitamins. The special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, your recovery, focus, and aging, everything, all things in life that you're worried about right now, this takes care of all of it. And that's the beauty of AG1. And to make it easy for you, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free one-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you got to do is go to the website, athleticgreens.com/WQAM. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/WQAM to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. Do it for yourself. Do it for your future. Do it so you feel better about everything. Go to the website, athleticgreens.com/WQAM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run.
the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.